We're turning today to the best known verse in all the Bible, John chapter 3, verse 16. And I suppose in this month of December, when many people are thinking about the birth of Christ, it is an appropriate text. It is said that more people have been converted to Christ through the preaching of John 3:16 than any other verse in the Bible. And so today we're going to start a series of messages on this great text. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Today we're going to take just an overview of this great text. In many ways, it is what some preachers have called it, a miniature Bible. It is the gospel in a nutshell, as it were. Here you have the great themes that should occupy the attention of any right-thinking man or woman. I think as you look at the text, you'll find that it falls into four different pairs of expressions. It speaks of God and his Son. It speaks of loved and gave. It speaks of the world and whosoever believeth on him. And finally, it speaks of perishing and having everlasting life. Now, these pairs of ideas are fundamental to our understanding of the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. God and his Son brings us to the source of God's salvation. Salvation, the Bible says, is of the Lord. The prophet Isaiah quotes the words of Jehovah, where he says that he is not only the only God, but he is the only Savior. God planned salvation. And God sent his Son to purchase salvation. You see, salvation must be purchased, and we cannot purchase it, but God sent his Son. The source of salvation is in God himself. The words loved and gave remind us of the grace of salvation. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The giving, the gift from the God of love reminds us that we do not earn salvation. We do not work our way into salvation. We are not born into it by our race or our color or our creed. We do not gain it by the rites, rituals, or any other actions of a church or the denomination. It is an act of grace. By grace are you saved through faith, the Bible tells us, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is all of God. He is the source. Salvation is all of grace. If it were not of grace, which is the free, undeserved, and unearned favor of God to ill-deserving and hell-deserving guilty sinners, if it were not of grace, then there could be no salvation at all. Mere men cannot place God under obligation by their own merits to save them. We can never be in the position of saying, "Lord, I have done this, therefore I am worthy of your salvation." But God loved, and God gave his Son to be a sacrifice for sin, and in the shedding of his blood to make atonement, whereby purchasing eternal life for his people, he would save them for time and for eternity. The words "world" and "whosoever" remind us of the scope of salvation. Unlike so many religions of the world that are popular in one area and really don't transplant into another area of the world or another culture, Christianity presents a gospel that is for the whole world. Men of every color, of every nation, of every class, of every creed, men in every age of history, It covers them all. God addresses the message of salvation to the whole wide world. We can go anywhere, at any time, to any people, and it is the same message, whether the people are rich or poor, educated or illiterate, black or white, Asian or European or North American or South American, it matters not. One gospel for a whole world. But the whosoever believeth reminds us that while the gospel presents a Christ who is capable of saving anybody, the gospel actually savingly reaches only those who believe. You're saved by grace through faith. Faith is a personal believing of the gospel, a personal trusting of Jesus Christ. Whosoever believeth in him, that is the man to whom God gives the gift of eternal salvation. And the glory of this salvation is seen in the final couplet, perish and everlasting life. You see, the man who's out of Christ is already a lost soul. We are born into this world sinners. We continue as sinners. The result of sin, the wages of sin, the Bible tells us, is death. It's not talking merely about the separation of the body from the soul. It is speaking of the sentence of a righteous God, our judge, upon sin, perishing, cut off from God, in a conscious, tormented state for all eternity. What a terrible thought. But the glory of salvation is that God saves those who believe on Jesus Christ from perishing, and he gives them eternal life. Not just the continuance of this life, but a life of perfect happiness, perfect fellowship with God, a life where the love of God permeates everything, where there's the joy unspeakable and full of glory, untainted by sin, where we're saved from the very presence of sin, with Christ for all eternity. I wonder today, are you perishing? Or do you have eternal life? Make sure today that you are among the whosoever believeth in him who do not perish, but have everlasting life.